This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Thursday, June 23, 2022. The Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Vigil Mass, by Father William Doc Holliday.
To me, the least of all the saints, is given this grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. These are the words of St. Paul, understanding who he is before God, and what a great responsibility he has in presenting our Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. To me, the least of all the saints, everything we do has to start out with humility. And I am given the grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ are to be found symbolized in his Sacred Heart vigil, which we celebrate this evening. We need to have an understanding. Now, I point this out on First Fridays frequently, but this being the celebration of the solemnity itself, we need to understand what this whole idea is, the concept, the foundation of honoring the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have a symbol, a picture. That is not what our Lord Jesus placed on the heart of St. Margaret Mary or St. John Eudes, who were point people in getting this devotion into the church. The church had venerated and worshiped the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ since antiquity. It wasn't something new, but it was something new in formalizing it. And it was formalized because our Lord Jesus wanted it formalized. And it's not a matter of, here, look at this nifty picture of my Sacred Heart that symbolizes everything. We honor under the symbol of the Sacred Heart. This is what it says in the beginning of the 1962 Missal. We honor under the symbol of the Sacred Heart the love of Jesus Christ, which induced him not only to suffer and to die for redemption of mankind, but also to institute the sacrament of his body and blood. Those are the two things that we worship this evening. Our Lord's love for us, a love that goes so far beyond our general definition of visceral, emotional love, and to look at the crucifix and think, that is love. This is what we talk about sacrifice. This is the reality of what our Lord expects of us to do for others because we're supposed to emulate him. So it's the love of our Lord Jesus Christ that drove him to fulfill his Father's will and die on the cross for us, and the institution of the Blessed Sacrament that we receive every time we come to Mass that represents the love of that sacrifice to us. Those are the two things that we venerate truly and worship today. We just do it under the symbol of the Sacred Heart. It's a necessity. When we see the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we look at a crucifix, you don't look at a crucifix and say, oh, that must have been so horrible. Yes, it was, but the horror of the cross is ancillary to the love that our Lord Jesus Christ showed us on the cross. That was just the culmination of the love that he showed us, being spat upon, humiliated, beaten. All these things that our Lord endured for us, he endured because of his love. We just have this picture because we're human beings and we need things to look at and smell and hear and taste and all that good stuff to really engage us. We are really engaged in the Sacred Heart of Jesus when we look at the symbol, but it goes beyond it. There are two things, but one. Again, his love of the cross, and then that representation of the cross that we do every single time we come to Mass in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. When we look at that and we appreciate that, we are starting to understand, starting because we're never going to understand it completely on this side of the veil of the love of our Lord. I don't think we're going to understand it fully on the other side of the veil, how much he loved us and what he did for us. That is first and foremost, but we have a start. We have something to look upon and that should foster with us a love of what he has done for us and the sacrament that we receive. That's why this feast day is on the day it is. Back in the day, there used to actually, go figure, how about this one? There used to be an octave for Corpus Christi. We had Corpus Christi for a week, actually more, an octave. 8 days we worship the Sacred Heart. On the Friday after, the Friday of the octave of the celebration of the Eucharist, is when we have historically, that's why today, it's weird this year, it overshadows another huge feast day, John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the precursor of this one who showed us his love, so we do the right thing in overshadowing John the Baptist with this love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament. Because we're not doing it. The Sacred Heart is what is a catalyst for bringing to mind the love that he had for us. That our Lord Jesus Christ said, here, I just want to give you something else to show you how much I loved you. Like a Valentine card. So that's not what he did. Our Lord instituted this veneration of his Sacred Heart because he had a complaint against us. He had a complaint against us. When he, in a vision, appeared to St. Margaret Mary, our Lord complained that, as he put it, I've done all these things for you. I've died on the cross. After I died, I rose from the dead, and I instituted this sacrament where the cross becomes true and objective to you, for you, or should be, true and objective of what I have done for you. And, as he said to St. Margaret Mary, I do all these things, and the generality of Christians commit sacrilege against my love. They have a contempt for my love. They have an indifference and an ingratitude toward my love. He doesn't say one thing laudable about what the generality of Christians are doing. Does it mean everybody? No. But a generality of Christians, most Christians. And you say, well, nobody is sacrilegious or contemptible of God's love for us. And yeah, we are, because how does he manifest that love in this world? The Blessed Sacrament. And in Margaret Mary's day, and in our day, that love that is represented to us at every Mass has become for everybody, just like the Sacred Heart is a symbol. For the vast majority of Catholics, the Eucharist has become a symbol of something. It's not the symbol of anything. It's not a ritual meal. It is the representation of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a very real sense, God presents us something that is timeless. He's an eternal God, and because Jesus Christ is God, the act of the cross was eternal. It's not a history lesson. It is something we need to bring. This is why we speak of the real presence in the sacrament. Because every single time we come to Mass, there is not a recalling of history. There is us being brought back to Calvary, and Calvary being brought to our time, because it was an eternal act. God's not bound to time like we are. Point A, point B, past, future, and we're just somewhere along the line. God sees everything right now. God looking down from heaven right now, he sees you here. But right now, he sees Abraham putting Isaac on an altar with a dagger over his head. Right now, he sees our Lord Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. Right now, he sees people praying at your funeral. It's not, well, he sees into the future. No, he doesn't. For him, there is no such thing. He's eternal. Makes your head want to explode when you think of things like this. But this is the reality of things. This is what makes the Eucharist real. And he wants us to appreciate that, and we don't. I mean, the Sacred Heart really hasn't fixed anything. If you want to talk stats of people who are sacrilegious toward the Eucharist, people that are contemptible of the Eucharist, people that are indifferent toward the Eucharist, and people who are ingrates when it comes to the Eucharist. Things haven't changed. But I'm sure the Sacred Heart has been helpful, or it'd be even worse. But this is what we have when we have the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what and it should be such a glorious thing for us to present this to others, to bring this message of our Lord Jesus Christ's love. Again, not a hallmarky visceral thing, not your emotionalism, but true, the truth. This is why we can tell people, we got to look at them in the face and say, you have to believe this. This is absolute truth. It's not relativism. It's not truth for Catholics. It's truth for everyone. This is why St. Paul, to me, the least of all the saints, is given the grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. St. Margaret Mary, what she endured to try to push forward the veneration of the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. She, a lowly nun, she was called to be the point lady in this whole endeavor. We too are called to do the same thing. We don't have to put up near with what St. Paul had to put up with during his life. We don't have to near put up with what St. Margaret Mary had to put up with in her life. But the little things we do have to put up with, we should count it as St. Paul. To me, it's very correct for us to step back and go, who am I to do that? Yeah, that's very true. Who am I to stand here? Who are any of us to present God's truth that we are the least of all the saints? But it doesn't make any difference that we're the least of all the saints. God has called us to do something like he called St. Paul to do it. And he will strengthen us to do just that and direct us to do just that. This is the effort that we need to make, because the Sacred Heart, our Lord Jesus Christ said this explicitly to St. Margaret Mary, that the Sacred Heart, the institution of veneration of the Sacred Heart, was his last effort of love. That's kind of scary. This is the last thing I'm going to do to try to get the generality of Catholics on the right sheet of music when it comes to this. And like I said, we can sit back and go, well, it hasn't really worked because there's still sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude going on. Yes, there is, but I say if we didn't have the Sacred Heart, it would be a lot worse. That our Lord Jesus Christ's words do need to resonate with us, that this is his last effort of love. And that means we need to be very, very upfront, very, very forthright in our presentation of this truth, of his love for us that culminates in the life of every Catholic in the Eucharist. This is why it's so important, as I harped on it Sunday, this is why it's so important over the next few years for us to emphasize the reality of Christ in the Eucharist. Not in words and platitudes, not in symbols and the occasional procession, but truly teaching people. I mean, shaking the cage bad. There are things that have happened in the church that have led to sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude, like communion in the hand, as I mentioned, on Sunday. There are a lot of other things, a whole lot of other things. That's just a huge one. We need to present to people the truths that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us about the love that his Sacred Heart symbolizes. So we cannot, of course, be in that generality of Christians who do those things, who are sacrilegious or indifferent. We can't be those, but we need to be St. Paul. We need to be St. Margaret Mary. We need to put up with a lot of stuff in order to present this truth that is represented in the Sacred Heart. So when we hit the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, when we do our first Friday devotions, when we do these things, always remember that it's not there for that image of the Sacred Heart. That image symbolizes the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and his real presence in the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.